Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. World food prices rose for the 10th consecutive month in March, rising to their highest level since June of 2014. Reuters says the climb got sparked by costs rising in the vegetable oils, meat, and dairy indices. Nations Food and Agriculture Organization's Food Price Index measures monthly changes for a basket of cereal, oilseed, dairy products, meat, and sugar. The index averaged 118.5 points in March compared to 116.1 in early February. The FAO says worldwide cereal harvests are on course to hit an annual record in 2020, with early indications for 2021 pointing to another production increase. The vegetable oil price index jumped 8% to its highest level since 2011. Dairy prices also climbed for the 10th straight month, rising almost 4% and driven by a surge of imports from Asia. The latest U.S. agricultural trade update has good news for U.S. farmers and exporters. This is the USDA's Bart Kenner.
Exports were $77.1 billion, up 26%.
Kenner talks about export numbers for some major bulk commodities and how they did during the first 5 months of the new fiscal year.
Wheat exports were $2.5 billion, up 4% from $2.4 billion in 2020. Corn exports were $5.3 billion, up 108%. Soybeans were $20.9 billion, up 118%. And cotton exports were $2.6 billion, up 9%.
He also takes a look at the total export, import, and trade balance numbers for the first 5 months of the year.
Agricultural exports for fiscal year to date, October through February 2021, were $77.1 billion, up 26% from $61.4 billion in 2020. Agricultural imports fiscal year to date were $62.3 billion, up 33% from the same time in 2020, and the trade balance being $14.8 billion for fiscal year to date, up 3% from $14.4 billion in 2020.
Ethanol outputs jumped to its highest level in more than 3 months, while inventories dropped again. The Energy Information Administration report says production rose to 975,000 barrels a day on average in the week ending on April 2nd. That production level rose from 965,000 barrels a day the week before and was the highest output level since the week that ended on December 18th. The Midwest by far was the highest producing region in the U.S., saw production rise to an average of 929,000 barrels a day. This is Inside Agriculture.